This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There's a very interesting story. Who's from Mirpur here? Anybody from Mirpur? Because there's a story about Mirpur. So in Gujranwala, in one of the villages of Gujranwala, there was a Hakim Sahib. He used to have a surgery in town, in the city. He had a very strange way of working, unusual way, that most of us wouldn't understand. He would go to the city every day to open up his surgery. Before leaving, he would ask his wife from the village, what do you need from the city today? So, kuch mirch masala, you know, some spices, I need some oil, I need this. She would write it on a piece of paper and he would take it with him. When he would get there, he would check the paper, the list, only after getting there. He would look at it and he would then budget. He would say, okay, this costs 20 rupees and this costs 50 rupees. He would then total that up. And then he would make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would say that, oh Allah, I am only coming here to earn a living for my dependent ones. So when I have earned this living, as soon as you give me this amount, then I will close shop and go back. Nearly every day by about 9:30 to about 10 o'clock, he would see whichever patients would come in. And he would, as soon as he made that amount of money, if it was 500 rupees, 300 rupees, then he would close up and then he would go back. He would do his shopping and he would go back. Every day this was his story. He says, I'm only doing this to fulfill my obligation of living, looking after my dependent ones. One day, he left home as normal and his wife gave him a little piece of paper with the list. So he gets there, opens up his surgery and he looks to start the budget. And there's a few spices and things like that. He budgets them. And then at the end it says, the daughter's jahiz kamal. Meaning his daughter is going to get married. So all of the things that she needs to give to the other side, all the supplies that you have to give in these cultures, unfortunately it's there. And sometimes that could debilitate people in getting their daughters married. It's really strange. In Arab countries, it's about the man having to pay a huge amount of mahar. But in some of our countries, in some areas, like in some areas of India, some areas of Pakistan and Bangladesh, the girl has to cough up. And if a guy has had five daughters, he is going to be miserable because of this culture. So, he looks at that and he writes next to it, he said, "Ye Allah ka kaam hai, Allah jaane." Right? This is, I'm going to have to leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows best how I'm going to make this. He's used to every day making the few hundred rupees or, you know, few thousand, whatever it is. And this is just a huge amount of difference. Right? And he starts his work and he's seeing patients. He sees a few patients and then suddenly this big car pulls up outside and cars pull up all the time in that area. And so he didn't give it a second look, which is normal. And a person comes in. This suited, booted guy comes in and he sits on the bench. So after Hakim Sahib finishes off with the current patients, he says to him, he says, if you would like me, if it's something about yourself, then please come next to me on this chair so I can check your pulse, so I can diagnose your problem. Or if you come here to ask for somebody else's medicine, then let me know what the symptoms are, what the problems are, and I'll make your medicine. So the person says, my name is such and such. But it looks like you haven't recognized me. So the Hakim Sahib probably looks bewildered. So he says, let me tell you, 15 years ago, I'm from Mirpur. But I'm coming from Lahore, and on my way from Lahore to Mirpur, I pass by this area every time. 15 years ago, as we were passing by this area, we had a puncture. And it was really hot in the late morning. And as my driver was fixing the puncture, I was there standing in the heat. And you saw me. So you came outside and said, come in and sit down. So you made me sit down and you had a small girl with you. And it took a while for the puncture to be fixed. But in that time, your daughter kept telling you, oh, father, father, come on, why are you taking so long? Let's go home. You know, it's, I'm hungry or whatever it is. I'm hungry, you know, we need to go home. And you kept telling her, just be patient. Just be patient. Then I thought to myself 15 years ago when I was sitting there that I'm sitting here for free. Maybe I should do something. This person is even allaying his daughter, you know, comforting her, and you know, just for my sake, because... So he said that I decided to tell you my story, that I've been in England for 5 years. Now, this story was sent to me. I don't know who this person is. I'd like to meet him one day, if I could. If it is a true story, right? So, I mean, I have no reason to doubt that it's a true story. He said, I've been in England 5 years. We've been trying to have children, but we just can't have children. We've tried everything. We've been, had tests done in the, you know, in the hospitals there. We've done everything, but we just cannot have children. So, as I'm saying this, he started getting some portions of medicine ready. He split it up, and then he put it into two separate packages. And then he asked me my name, and I said, my name is so-and-so. So he wrote that. And then he said, look, the problem you have, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can fix that. It doesn't matter who does tests. It doesn't matter who gives you medicine. Right? He didn't telling them, oh, I've got a medicine for you. It's going to cost you this much. He said, it doesn't matter what medicine you take, which Hakim gives you medicine. It's only up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to ask Allah because He is the provider. And then he said, look, this one is for you and this one is for your wife. He put the two envelopes into a larger envelope, a larger package, and he gave it to him. So I said, okay, how much is it? He said, no, today's balance is full. Today's business is closed. I said, yeah, what do you mean it's closed? The whole reason I did this is to pay you something, and you're telling me that the business is closed. So there was somebody else who'd come in who was a local, he probably knew. He said, what he means is that every day he comes in the morning, and however much he needs for that day's expenditure, that's how much he works, and then after that he doesn't do anything over that. So he said, this was quite amazing. And then I left. When I got home, I told my wife this story. And she was amazed by the story that this Hakim Saab is such a noble person, such a great human being, that he first hosted you like this, then didn't even take advantage of your situation. Right? Looking at you as a person who's wealthy. There must be some blessing and barakah in this medicine. Let's take it. They started, you know, praying to Allah, whatever it is, and they started taking this medicine. And he says, today, alhamdulillah, I have three children. I have three beautiful daughters. I believe he said daughters. He said, I have three beautiful children. Now what happened is, I have come right now because most of my family is in England. Right? What's new? Right? Most of my family is in England. I've just got one sister who's lost her husband. She's a widower, and she's a widow, and she has a daughter, and she's I think 21 years old or something, and her marriage is on the 21st of this month, and we have come as a family and we have taken responsibility for her, that she's our sister. She doesn't have any money. We are going to pay the jahaz. We're going to pay everything. We're going to take care of the entire marriage. That's what we had come for. However, what happened just 5 days before, so it's on the 21st, but 5 days before, what happened is that she had gone shopping into the market and felt some headache or something come on. She didn't tell anybody. She developed a fever, but she didn't mention anything in the excitement or whatever the case is. And finally, she fell down in the market after doing a lot of the shopping. They took her to the hospital, but she had a very high fever. They couldn't save her and she passed away. Now, we've done a lot of the purchase and everything, and me and my wife have decided, and it came into our mind that you're in this Gujranwala area, and we remember that you have a small daughter. We don't know what her state is, whenever she's going to get married, if it's now or later. If it's now, then we want to sort the whole wedding out. And tell us your address, and we will send all of the saman, all the shopping that we've done for it. Tell us our truck or whatever it is, we'll come and drop it at your place. And if it's later on, then that's fine, we'll give you the money for it. But if it's now, then we want to do it. And this Hakim Sahib is just looking totally dumbfounded. He just can't believe what's happening here. So he says that this morning I came, and this is generally what I do, that I look at my budget, and this is what my wife had written. And this is what I had written there. I'll tell you exactly what he had written. He says, I think I should say this in Urdu, because who doesn't understand Urdu here, by the way? I'll translate it for you as well. You're halfway, I'll translate it for you. No, so the person tells him, you have no refusal rights here. You're going to take this. I think he's making an imposition on him. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. He said, Muhammad Ali Saab. His name was Muhammad Ali. He said, aap jo kuch keh rahe hai, wo mujhe samajh mein nahi aa raha hai. He's a simple person. Mujhe samajh mein nahi aa raha hai. Mera itna dimaag nahi hai. Maine to aaj subah jab biwi ke haath ki likhi hui chit yahan aakar khol kar dekhi to mirch masale ke baad jab maine ye alfaz padhe beti ke jehaz ka saman to aapko maloom hai maine kya likha aap khud ye chit zara dekh le. Muhammad Ali Saab he wo to hairani reh gaye. Muhammad Ali Saab beti ke jehaz ke saath سامنے لکھا تھا یہ کام اللہ کا ہے اللہ جانے. محمد علی صاحب یقین کریں آج تک کبھی ایسا نہیں ہوا کہ بیوی نے چٹ پر چیز لکھی ہو اور مولا نے اس کا اسی دن بندوبست نہ کر دیا ہو. واہ مولا واہ, تو عظیم ہے تو کریم ہے. He first turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tu azim hai, tu kareem hai. Aapki banji ki wafat ka sadma to hai. Lekin uski kudrat, yani Allah ki kudrat par hairan hoon ki wo kis tarah apne maujize dikhata hai. Essentially what he said is going to sound boring for the rest of you, but for our brothers. He said he was dumbstruck. He said, look, I don't even understand what's going on, right? He said, this morning when my wife gave me the list and I came and checked it out, and it had jehaz ka saman, which means everything you need for a marriage for your daughter. Right? I was just, how am I going to do this? So I wrote there, this is for Allah, meaning this is, I'm going to leave this to Allah. Allah knows best how to deal with this. And now you come, he says, I do feel sorrow that your daughter, your niece has died, but I'm just, subhanAllah, he calls out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Kareem, O Azeem, O Great One, O Benevolent One. And then basically he says this is what's important to understand. He says that since I have become mature and discerning and understanding, he says that there is one lesson that I always do, that I have read and that I always follow, which is that in the morning I say, Razik, Razik, Tuhi, Razik. O sustainer, O sustainer, you're the only sustainer. Everything comes from you. And he says, or sham ko, shukar, shukar, mola, tera shukar. Thank you, gratitude, it's only thanks to you, O Allah. He's starting his day off with Allah, he's ending his day with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything in between is mubarak and barakah. In fact, what the person had said is that I've been trying to catch you for a few days. Every day I come in the afternoon or evening, your story's closed. So yesterday somebody told me you need to come at 9 o'clock in the morning to catch Hakim Saab. And that's why I'm here today. Now if we could have that kind of barakah and blessing. And you know, this is recent times. You know, this is probably last 10, 15, 20 years. And this is not the only story. We don't have the time, but there is stories like this from Maulana Yunus Patel, who was a wonderful person, rahimahullah, he's passed away now, in Durban, South Africa. There are things like this about him as well that I've heard. But it requires a certain level of tawakkul to do this. You can't do this if you don't have reliance in Allah. If you don't have any trust in Allah, how are you going to do it? You're going to think, is he going to give me or not? Is he going to give me? But if your iman is strong and you have the taqwa and you have the tawakkul, then you'll do something like this. May Allah grant us this level of taqwa. That's serious. May Allah grant us. This is not a story of 700 years ago or 1,000 years ago. This is recent time. With everything, England, Pakistan, Punjab, Mirpur, Kashmir, everything involved. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a reality for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. I'm not saying that that's all we will do as well, but at least it gives us some understanding of having some contentment. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.